USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program?
You're in luck.
As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
New York City public schools reopened for up to 90,000 children, a small fraction of the city's 1.1 million public school students. But for the first time, any in-person classes have been held since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in March. Pre-kindergarten students and those with advanced special needs were the only students to return to school buildings after New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio abruptly delayed the start of the school year for everyone else last week amid a teacher shortage and ongoing safety concerns. A Republican senator in a tough re-election race will consider President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner joined other Republicans in pledging to consider Trump's nominee to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gardner said he will vote to confirm Trump's pick if the person will protect our Constitution, not legislate from the bench, and uphold the law. However, Gardner was silent on whether the vote should take place before or after the November election. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention walked back information it posted on its website just 3 days ago, which stated the coronavirus can be spread through aerosolized droplets. The CDC now says Friday's guidance was posted in error and that new information will be issued shortly. The move is yet another misstep for the nation's leading public health agency, which recently reversed its guidance for the second time on testing asymptomatic people. Larger respiratory droplets, such as those emitted from coughs or sneezes, are likely the main drivers of the coronavirus. Ellen DeGeneres, the daytime talk show host, kicked off her 18th season addressing issues that happened over the summer.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
DeGeneres referred directly to allegations that her show suffered after a number of articles alleged harassment from the top producers of the show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
After leading a round of applause for her 270 employees, DeGeneres called on viewers to look forward, calling the new season the beginning of a new chapter. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.